Hi Tracy, this is Bella Lindsay for my third reflection, and this question is, how can social studies connect students to the world and the complex challenges? The first thing that I think of is through yourself. I think at least now especially it's more explicit in the need for self-reflection and investigation of your own history and your own perceptions and your own family and all of that in order to kind of place yourself, your own privilege. But I think that line was always there just given the nature of what you cover in social studies. If you actually look at the social studies part of the curriculum before you get into any specific grade, the BC curriculum website says that the primary goal of social studies education is to give students the knowledge, skills, and competencies to be active, informed citizens who are able to think critically. So what I take away from that, first and foremost, is active. So part of the community, you know, not shying away from making connections and building relationships. It really acknowledges how interconnected everything is and that we really flourish more as humanity if we build those relationships. Informed. This one's tough because definitely today the news is targeted at focusing on the negative aspects of what goes on in the world, but it is extremely important for us to be educated and to be open-minded and to learn from each other and then able to think critically. This one I know is so essential, especially as we go forward looking for jobs. And so I guess the social studies curriculum would be especially adept at preparing students for future jobs in that critical thinking skills are going to be one of the main things that employers are looking for. But it gets them to do that through the processing of information, I suppose, whether that be history, present day news, conversations, anything like that, to be able to input a critical lens, not in a way that you're dismissing everything that you learn about, but that you're really thinking about it and how it resonates with you. And again, just approaching everything with an open mind, but a critical lens on top of that. The picture that I included for my reflection is actually one that my uncle sent me on my birthday. So this is taken in Sanglasala Dusupukai, which is the town that I was born in. And I was actually born in the maternity ward wing that was constructed by my own great-grandpa. And the man on the bottom level sitting second to the right, who looks like actually the only black gentleman in this picture, is my great-great-grandfather. And so this picture is actually one of like kind of all the elite businessmen, like affluent men from the city, like public employees and the judge and stuff like that, taken around the 50s or the 40s. I find this really interesting because it's centralized in the place that I was born in. It really roots my family there, even though you know, just like everywhere else, like my family's not necessarily indigenous to Brazil, but they've been there for generations and generations. So it roots my ancestors there, and it makes me think about race, you know, what it could have been like to be my great great grandfather and how I don't experience anything as I, you know, I am half Latina, but I look very white, and so how I experience the world is different than someone who could have the same blood composition or lineage as me could look really different and be treated quite differently in the world. And then history, and my own history there, and my family's history there, and the history of Brazil. And like I said when I opened, I think that through yourself and your own reflection in your own life is really how we're able to like process through and kind of milk out the important aspects of social studies and what we get out of it as people and as individuals. The goal is definitely in connecting students to the world and the complex challenges, I think, to get students to be good people, to inspire them to be kind and to be loving and to just really acknowledge that everyone comes from a different place, but we can all coexist and to respect different ways of being while also enforcing some level of empowerment and self-love and, you know, learning about where you yourself came from and a little bit of shame and guilt, I suppose, as part of the healing process as a settler, a colonizer, or an ancestor of, but being able to move forward with a sense of humility and humor and hope, I think, is so important. This picture just really makes me think about race and history and identity and relationships and responsibility and privilege. You can really, just with a photograph, and this photograph obviously means more to me because it's my family and it's from the place I'm from. But for everyone, I think to have exercises like this, I think that it can really do that for us.